This is a parole hearing for Gregory G. Gillespie. ADC number is 222123. Mr. Gillespie is currently serving a 15-year sentence for aggravated assault. He has a since end date of May 24th, 2021. He has an earned release credit date June 15th of 2018. He became eligible for parole on June 23rd of 2016. This is a parole hearing for regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. Mr. Gillespie states that he has no family support or network in the state of Arizona and has lived his entire life in California. He states that he would only be successful if released in California and supervised by parole there, but is content with waiting for his earned release date of 6/16/18 and going back to California. M.A. Gillespie claims he's reviewed department's order 1001 and may release eligibility indicates he will be released, and his earned release credit date of June 16th of 2018. Mr. Gillespie has had one minor violation for disrespect in May of 17, one in March of 17 for positives or refusals that was dismissed, and in 15 he had a disrespect that was informally resolved as far as discipline that he has actually had. This is an incident that occurred in the early morning hours of March 9th, 1992. The victim was grading papers in a classroom at a Mesa Elementary School when she was severely beaten with a club, bent over a student desk, and annually sexually assaulted by the defendant. The victim suffered a laceration to her head, which had to be stitched. The defendant fled the scene of the crime and remained unsolved for more than a decade. In 2006, advances in DNA and the meticulous work of the Mesa Police Department detective resulted in a DNA hit and in the combined DNA index, CODIS matching DNA with the victim's underwear to the defendant's DNA match. Going back to the Ames report, according to the victim, he would be content and waiting for his earned release credit date, which would be June 16th of 18. Also stated that he could only be successful if he was released and paroled back to California. However, if he was given home arrest, a lot of home arrest, he would have to stay here in the state of Arizona, since Mr. Gillespie has stated that he would be would rather wait till he received his earned release credit date, in which he states in his notification of parole hearing, he has marked it here that he wishes to waive his appearance, and he also has something written in here that says he will, and it appears to be his own handwriting, that says, "I will wait for my earned release credit date of June 16th of 2018. Therefore, based on the information contained in the warrant as well, based on the information contained in the paperwork that we have, as well as the statement by Mr. Gillespie that he would rather wait to seize his earned release credit date so that he could be released and have the opportunity to go back to California to be successful, I therefore make the recommendation to the motion to deny absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest for Mr. Gillespie.
Second.
Agree?
Agree.
And we're talking about Mr. Neal, right?
Okay. The reasons are going to be that a serious and violent offense.
Wait 1 second, okay. Please go ahead.
Serious and violent offense.
Yes, sir.
Trauma to the victim. Because I'm going to put serious bodily injury to the victim. I'm also going to mark poor institutional behavior because of his record, recent disciplinary infractions. And I didn't see much program that he had, so I'm also going to mark lack of program that he had in there. He did have a release plan, and he did say that he could only go back to California. So I am going to mark in there poor and no release plan, because his release plan was only that he could only be successful if he moved back to California. So that will be it, unless the board has something additional to add to it.
Everything that you said, sir.
That's going to conclude this hearing at this time.
Okay, sir.